This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Students at the Alabama School of Fine Arts returned to class Monday, and senior Daniel Block can honestly say he's had an eventful summer. Block was recently named a National Student Poet, one of only five selected from across the U.S. The award's among the nation's highest honors for young poets. For the next year, Block will serve as a literary ambassador through workshops, service projects, and public readings. I spoke with Block, and we started with the moment he found out he won.
I was at a writing camp, and I got a call in the middle of class. I thought it was just some kind of spam call, and I picked up, and they were like, "We have some wonderful news," and I was like, "Can I call you back in 2 hours?" And then I called them back, and I found out, and I was really just, I don't know if it's really settled in yet. I'm kind of still in denial.
Still in denial?
I'm still, yeah. I mean, it's a big responsibility and a big award, and I don't know how much I feel I deserve it, but I'm happy to have gotten it.
Well, you brought along a poem. Would you mind reading it?
Absolutely. This poem is kind of appropriate. It's called How to Be a 15-Year-Old Poet. Anyway, might as well use it to your advantage. Steal a house out of a hat. Pull colors from their teeth. Wake gold and flesh. Make minds fizz and eyes tremble with unexpected neon. Dance. Carve them with wit. Kill air. Bring your head out of the basket when they least expect it. I don't know. I think when I was writing that, I was thinking about how teen poets aren't really taken seriously. And I think in that ending, you know, with the head coming out of the basket, it's showing these emotions we're writing about might be melodramatic, but they're real.
You're the son of Russian immigrants.
Right.
How does that influence what you write about?
I kind of don't exactly believe in that statement of write what you know. But I kind of more so believe in write from the heart and write what truly concerns you. For some other teen poets, that's like death or love. That's fine. For me, it just happened to be my experience as the son of Russian immigrants, because I'm always surrounded by them. And I think it's a really, really complex experience because on one hand, they're Russian Jewish immigrants, and so they're really happy to have come to America, both because, you know, financial opportunities and also because Russia was very anti-Semitic, but also they miss home. And also they're always going to be, in a way, strangers here. And that's an experience that I'm constantly reminded of, that I've written, it feels like, a billion poems about, and I could write a billion more about, because when I go to, like, the supermarket and I see my mom talking to a cashier and I can see that she's, you know, struggling with her accent and struggling to communicate, again, that I just want to go home and write another poem about it.
What does this mean, even if it hasn't settled in yet?
I think to me it means an opportunity to spread the word about poetry, because I think it's something that a lot of people don't think they'll be interested in, and then they're introduced to it and they find they really like it. I guess one of my favorite stories is one time I was on a plane. I was sitting next to this lady, you know, I told her I wanted to be a poet, and she said, "Don't waste your time." But we started talking, and she found out that I had published books in the past, and I had some of them with me, so I showed her some poems, and she honestly told me that she didn't like some of them, but there was one that really connected with her, and this, to me, is an opportunity to show more people that don't think they'll be interested in poetry that really it has the power to connect, and it's not this dry academic thing.
Well, that gets to something that I wondered, because one of the roles you have as this National Student Poet is to advocate for poetry. And
right.
It seems like in the wider culture, there's a National Poet Laureate, and you study it in school, and maybe you have a poet at a ceremony of some kind, but it's not really recognized in the wider culture. How do you advocate in that sort of environment?
In that kind of environment, I'd like to spread a lot of poems that are more accessible for people, not just mine, but poems by other people that are maybe a little bit less abstract sometimes, and that are easier to understand. And because I think at its best, poetry can connect you with someone at their most intimate and true self. That feeling of just reading a line of poetry that you don't know why, but you just want to read it over and over and over again, it's really, really magical. And I think maybe that's not for everyone. Maybe some people will just never enjoy poetry, but I think a lot of people will. They just haven't given it a chance.
Daniel Block is a senior at the Alabama School of Fine Arts. He was named a National Student Poet earlier this month.